Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to On the Bright Line podcast, Tales from Recovering Food Addicts, from the perspective of a physician, a therapist, and an off-the-wall storyteller. We are not affiliated or endorsed by Bright Line Eating, and all content presented in this podcast represents our personal opinions and does not represent medical, nutritional, or psychological professional advice.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of On the Bright Line podcast, the Zoom version.
We're still here, and I still can't talk.
We're still here. Mm-hmm. Body's still sick.
And no one wants to be around me because no one wants this. And they love me, but they still do not want to be around me.
We do love her. It's funny because I even have little kids who are, you know, like germ, you know, little germ petri dishes, and I don't want to be around Bonnie when she's sick.
No, it's not good. I've had all the tests. There's nothing. It's nothing. Yeah. But it's bad.
Yeah. There's some funky stuff going on. Anyway, so all that to say, we are in our separate houses all around the Puget Sound, but we are all in Washington State, and we're going to record a podcast right now. So what we want to talk about tonight is service and how service works into the program and what that means. Because I think it can mean different things to everybody. Like, let's start there. I don't think service has to look any one way. I think the way that some people do service, and it all depends on who you are and what your bandwidth is and what your personality is and how you find, you know, how you find fulfillment in that. So I don't know, Bonnie, do you want to start? Like, what do you
think? Yeah,
feel
I can
like
tell. Let's talk. I'll talk about the different kinds of the standard different kinds of service within the BLE, you know, program. Just to start with, in BLE, obviously, if you're a member of the program, you have access to the private Facebook community, which is essentially an online support group. So the very minimal way you can provide service is just liking someone's post or making a supportive comment on their post, right? So if somebody says, I'm here to commit my food, you know, I'm new to BLE and I'm committing my food for tomorrow and I just want to tell somebody what I'm doing, hopping on and saying, well, I got you and good job. And, you know, just literally just clicking the like button if that's the minimal amount of human contact you want to have, you know, or adding an encouraging comment. Or even sharing something from your experience. They do, you know, we don't want to tell people what to do in BLE. We're not the BLE police, and none of us are experts in BLE in that way, but we want to be supportive, encourage people themselves to ask questions, to get help from, you know, from the BLE leadership, that type of thing. So that's the first way you could be of service, is just to kind of connect with the community. It also helps to have your own connection, right? Mm-hmm. The second way is sometimes people will actually ask for a buddy. They'll say, they'll go on the community. And that's a scary thing for a lot of people to reach out and ask for help. That's a huge moment for somebody to finally decide they need connection and help. And so offering yourself to be a buddy to somebody is a wonderful service, you know, to be an accountability buddy. Some people just say, I need someone to commit my food to every night. Can I just text you every night or send you an email just so that I have a place to send that? That's a great way. Then there's people that form mastermind groups. That's people sort of being of service to each other, buddying up with each other. There are people that lead Gideon Games groups, and I've never done the Gideon Games, but it's basically like a kind of a fun incentive based, like we're all going to try to reach this, you know, level of cleanness with our food.
It's gamifying being bright.
It's gamifying keeping your lines clean, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so
I've been on
somebody that's got experience with that can volunteer to be a Gideon Games leader. So actually kind of organizing the people and organizing the scores. And so that's a little more of a time commitment. And then there's people that volunteer to be like a maintenance guide, like somebody that has been all the way through the program and they're in maintenance and they've done it well and had their own challenges. And then they share that experience with someone else who's getting into maintenance, who needs guides, a guide with that. So those are some of the standard ways that I can think of through the BLE community. There are other people that are outside the BLE community that host unofficial BLE groups. Like I know there's a, you know, accountability calls that people have that are, you know, standard recurrent meetings. So it's basically kind of hosting your own support meeting and attending that and just supporting other people is a way you can be of support, right? You don't have to be the leader of that meeting, but showing up regularly and being honest and bringing your truth and then also providing support for other people when they're doing the same can be a big deal. And, you know, just like what we're doing here is service, right? Where we feel strongly like this isn't something we're getting paid to do, right? We're doing this because we feel like this program has helped us so much that we want to give that service back. And the little secret is when you give service, within the BLE or outside the BLE for the BLE cause or the BLE program, it really kind of helps strengthen your own program. Because to be honest, like,
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, I love that Megan does this program more hardcore than I do and has done amazing. I'm just saying, like, you've done amazing work with this program. And, you know, it's inspiring for me just to have these conversations with the three of us. Just it reminds me to think about things that if I wasn't just doing this regularly, I wouldn't be thinking about as much. So it brings it to mind, it keeps it top of mind. So any kind of service that you do really comes back to you tenfold because it just strengthens your program, you know?
One of the sayings that I love that somebody taught me early on when I was a counselor was, you can't help someone get higher up the mountain without getting closer to the top yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah, I think, and I think the reality is that it's part of the identity. I mean, if you are, if you identify as a bright lifer, somebody who this is our way of life now, pouring back into the community is one of those things that I think really helps hold that identity. It holds accountability, I will tell you that. Having an online presence myself, I do a lot of that for my own accountability. It's really self-serving. And I understand it does help other people, and that people find me and are inspired by, or find motivation through the things that I do. But posting my meditation on a daily basis, like it is a little bit of work, but it also helps keep me accountable because then people are looking out for that. And so I just, I think that that's the thing to think about service is, like, yes, as Bonnie said, like, you it within the program, without the program, you don't have to have the official program to do any of this, but like, you we talk about being, guides and buddies and that sort of thing. So if you think about other abstinence programs, like, it's kind of like a sponsor, like what a sponsor-sponsee relationship would look like. But part of that is, in the AA, the way that that program runs is, it really is, it's about accountability both ways. And so if you whether you are the person who's giving or the person who's receiving, and some are, some of the relationships are super reciprocal on both ends, it helps keep you in, in accountability to other people, which I think to me is, like, I mean, it's I think it's the secret sauce. Like, I mean, yes, we have a, we have this formula of the way to eat and how to be abstinent and that sort of thing, but I think the only way that the abstinence really works is through the secret sauce of, having the community. And so
It's like
pouring back
any
in.
other substance. You know, if you're an alcoholic and all your friends are at the bar and you're just going to keep hanging out with your friends at the bar while you're trying to abstain from alcohol, it'd be really hard. But if you hang out with other people who are sober, who have been through alcohol recovery, they get you, and you get nurtured by that relationship. And it's the same with BLE, you know, just, you know, I never heard of BLE before, right? But now I have dozens of people in my small circle, you who know what BLE is, and a lot of them that do it. And so I'm just constantly interacting with people that do what I do, and so it normalizes it in my brain.
Absolutely.
And I, you know, it's just wonderful. Robin can talk about that maybe from a
Well,
psychological perspective.
and I think it's also about getting the wisdom, right? Being able to say, no one person knows everything that there is to know about managing and using the BLE program. That everyone, and I mean, I'm thinking of all the different people that we've interviewed. They each have brought their wisdom to this, and to be able to go, oh, I love what that person is bringing. Oh, I love what that person is bringing. And you know what? The other piece is, you don't have to love the way other people do it. You can look at what someone else is doing and go, you know what? That's not for me. I don't need to pick that up, right? Or oh, wow, I identify with where they are and where they're struggling, right? And that idea of can this be reciprocal? Can I be looking for support, but also lending support? And to me, when we lend support to other people, kind of gets us out of our own head a little bit,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely.
I stop obsessing on what's going on in my world, and I can give to someone else, right? And we were kind of talking about that a little bit the other day, that when you ask for help, it is so incredibly difficult sometimes to ask for help and support. But that when we give support to other people, it's kind of like a little drug. Like, I feel really good when I am able to help and support
A
someone
dopamine
with
hit instead
anything.
of a food dopamine hit.
Right.
It's a dopamine hit. Yeah. And so when you're thinking about, oh gosh, I'm struggling to ask for help, right? Can you just see that as, wow, I want to let my friends and the people that I care about have a nice little dopamine hit. Right.
Yeah. But I also think I think service can be used as a, as part of your EAP, like a distraction yep. technique. It's one of those things too. It's like, I know it seems silly, but I will tell you from someone who reads all the comments, it's really awesome to see people get on and comment on posts that you make and that sort of thing. It's really mm-hmm. encouraging. It's really, it's one of those things. And if you're, if you're doing the scary thing of putting something out there for the first time, whether that's on the Facebook community, on Instagram, or mm-hmm. anywhere, just to have people come along and say, wow, good for you. Or, we're here mm-hmm. for you. We're cheering you on. I'm holding your commitment, whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the simplicity of like putting a comment on somebody's post is an act of service, right?
Yeah.
Making a phone call. Cause I see a lot of times people will put out in the Facebook community, especially like, I'm struggling right now, I need a call. Making mm-hmm. a phone, being available to make a phone call. I know that one of the things they also do in the community is for new members, they have, they have people like Bright Lifers sign up to call new members to basically welcome them in and do like a welcome call. So like there's little ways that like you don't have to, have a podcast. you don't have to be a maintenance guide. You don't have to be a guide. You don't even have to be a buddy that you can serve the community. But I think the service is really important because I know, yes, I mean, if you're in the BLE membership, it is a paid membership. But the reality is that the BLE leadership, the people who are working for BLE are small but mighty. They are not, there is not a lot of them. And the fact that they can manage all of the membership and, think about mm-hmm. the coaches that do the coaching and accountability calls and answer all the emails and da da da. It's like the reality is that they can't get to all the questions. Like it's not possible. And so as a community, like serving each other in the best way we can, I think, but to your point, Robin, it's like, not everybody does this the same way too. And that's mm-hmm. the amazing thing is like trying to whittle down your support to what makes sense for you. Cause like for me, like there's maintenance guides. There's lots of maintenance guides out there. I found a maintenance guide that does a program in the way that makes sense to me. And so like, I can follow her lead because I'm like, yep, what you're saying makes sense. I get it. Like we're on the same page, that sort of thing. Whereas like there might be other maintenance guides that I might not mesh with, or just buddies that I might not mesh with, or mm-hmm. mastermind groups I might not mesh with. I mean, there's a lot of things, but all that to say, like, I think being plugged in and having service within the community is pretty vital to the program. I think it's just as vital as having support is like doing service. Like, I think that it's something that we should definitely promote more, but we should talk about more, and, people should definitely plug in. Like, harkening back to, IFS and like your isolator, is mm-hmm. definitely would tell you not to do that, to not put yourself out there, your inner critic, all those, all those parts. But I think that really for the, centered self, authentic self, like being part of the community, engaging the community is really important. And service is one of the ways that we can do that.
Well, that's funny because I was gonna jump on that and talk about almost like the opposite of almost over serving, right? That it can be a danger.
Megan is raising her hand right now, just so everybody knows. If you can't see me, right? I'm raising my hand right now.
It can be a danger to get so caught up in serving that you're so outside of yourself that you are not connected and aware of what's actually going on internally for yourself, right? It's the old, you've got to be willing to put your oxygen mask on first.
It's another transfer addiction. Another, I can't numb with food anymore. I'll just volunteer myself to death.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah.
Not like I'm speaking from personal experience or anything.
Right. Right.
Because
I've actually spent many years addicted to food and over volunteering.
Right. So,
it can
you
be
are
done.
Overachiever, buddy.
You
I
can
winner,
do both.
Winner.
You could do
winner,
both.
Winner, chicken dinner.
So I guess my question would be, what would over servicing look like or feel like?
I think it could be like, oh, I'm going to run a mastermind group and I'm going to run a Gideon Games group and I'm going to be the five people's buddy. And I'm going to, it's like you could get yourself real quickly into right. having a bunch of, you know, a whole bunch of
meetings. But let's talk about bandwidth. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
There are people that they have the bandwidth to do all of the things that you just named.
Yes.
But there are people who have, you know, full-time jobs, family, you know, volunteer organizations outside of BLE, all these things. And so, you know, I've spent some time because I got into the place of like, okay, I've committed to way too much that I had to scale back. And some things have happened naturally. I will say that too, like within this community, like some things like will come and go and people will come and go. Like it's kind of the nature of the beast. But all that to say is it's like, I had to like intentionally scale back because I had just ramped up too hard. And I had realized that I was sacrificing my own mental clarity, sanity, you know, having time for self-care and doing the things I need to do, because I was honestly, like I said, yes, way too many times. And my mom even threatened me. She was like, if you say yes to one more thing, and I was like, what are you going to do, mom? Love you, mom.
Yeah. But so over being of too much service might look like not making time for other things that are important to have you be a well-rounded person, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like you said, Robin, it's put the oxygen mask on yourself before you put it on someone else.
And
service happens after you've met all your own needs and your family's needs and fully, you know.
For sure. It's definitely something to keep an eye on, you know, and no one can gauge that besides yourself. Like you are your own gauge.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm not going to sit here and point a finger at anybody because I am probably the worst offender.
I've gotten better at that as I've aged, and I definitely made a conscious decision probably about 10 years ago. I was way over, you know, and I was like, I made a conscious decision to pull back from those things. In the BLE community, other than this podcast, I pretty much every morning I get on the Facebook group and I scroll through some of the comments. Honestly, I think BLE is one of the only reasons I'm on Facebook. Otherwise I don't make posts myself really, but I make a point to try to make a positive comment or a like, or something on two or three posts. And that's just part of my little morning wake up routine. And again, it hopefully helps somebody else, but what it really does is it keeps me just connected to the fact that this is something I'm doing for the rest of my life. This is my community. These are my people, you know, and I want to help other people as much as I've been helped.
And you know, for me, it's like, I'm part of a mastermind group. You know, I have a couple buddies, I have a couple guidees, like I have a maintenance guide. So that's not my service. It's someone else's service that they're doing to me. Obviously the social media and the podcast. And I think that's
still a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. You just named a lot.
But I'm just saying, even if, you know, there's two kinds of people that resist the connection in general. The first kind of person is the fear of rejection. Like they're afraid to reach out even to offer service because they've had issues in their life with rejection before, which is part of their food addiction. And that's terrifying, terrifying to risk rejection. So if you're that person, like I said, you can start literally by just liking someone's post. No one can reply to that. It's a risk-free service to just give someone a heart or a smiley face. You know what I mean? And it'll still feel good. It'll make them feel good.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, the second person that resists is resistant because really they fear full surrender to the program. And they realize if they reach out and make connection, they might actually have to do the whole program.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, if that's you, that's something to examine in yourself. That's something to get curious about. Like, oh, you know, I've heard a lot of people like, well, I'm totally good. I know what I need to do. And I don't need I don't need the connection thing. I know I got the diet. I mean, I got the diet. I got the meal plan. I know what I'm supposed to eat and it's all good. I don't need that. It's like, well, ask yourself if you're avoiding, you know, we say kind of coming all the way in and sitting all the way down, because connecting to other people in BLE to keep yourself immersed in this way of life is really helpful. And so if you're resisting that, you know, maybe wonder why.
Yeah. Get curious, right?
Well,
I mean, the moral of the story is that, you know, service is important. It's an important part of the program. I think that it's vital for BLE. I think that the community would not survive if people were not of service. And I want to give a big, huge thank you to everyone in the community that does these amazing things, whether that's internally within the BLE membership, externally outside of the BLE membership. As Bonnie said, there is a plethora of unofficial groups, and that's just not, you know, there's like groups in the UK, there's, you know, they're all over, that people are doing this of their own, you know, of their own time, of their own energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's part of their program. That's what they, in their mind, as I think about like my Instagram account and the podcast, this is part of my program. And like, in order to keep my program healthy, like I'm going to continue to do these things. So all that to say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who does anything, any little small bit of service, even if it's just liking a post. Thank you for doing your service. Thank you so much for your service. We are grateful. I am grateful that this program exists and that there are people who encourage me every single day. So thank you. Bonnie, Robin, you guys have anything else to say about service?
Ditto. Okay. This is a movement. As a human being and a physician, I hope this movement spreads because I really believe it's the only thing I've ever found that can provide lifelong health and healing for people with food addiction. And, you know, people volunteering their time to support other people in this program helps it to spread in a positive way. So I agree. Thank you.
Amen. Robin, you got anything else to say?
Nope. I believe that service is just an integral part of being a human being on the planet.
Amen. Not much else to say about this, guys. Service. It's an important part. It's an important part of this. It's an important part of life. I think inside BLE, outside BLE, all the things. So that is our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can send us show ideas, topics, questions, guest ideas to our email address on thebrightlinepodcast@gmail.com or hit us up on any of our socials. Please, please, please have a beautiful day. Thank you.